This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. North Carolina native Ari Picker is most known for his orchestral indie rock sound that he created for his band Lost in the Trees. You know, in its early stages, Lost in the Trees was a side project, something Ari worked on while studying film scoring and composition at the Berklee School of Music. Fair to say, though, those studies found their way into the music of Lost in the Trees. You can hear it in the cinematic blend of storytelling and orchestral composition.
The song is for the painter who lost both of her hands. And the song is for the wanderer who never came home again.
Ari Picker now working on a new project, composition titled Lion and the Lamb. It features local performers from the Triangle's indie rock scene and performers from the North Carolina Symphony. Lion and the Lamb's world premiere will be tomorrow and Friday at Nelson Music Room, 8 o'clock, part of Duke Performances. Before the premiere, we get a preview and a little conversation with Ari Picker. Ari, welcome back. Good to have you.
Thank you so much for having me.
Tell us about this new project.
It's a song cycle inspired by the poetry of Rilke. And like you said, it's commissioned by Duke Performances, and it's my first chamber piece. It's being performed by 11 great musicians, members of the North Carolina Symphony, some great jazz players, as well as some local indie artists.
It's, in fact, Rilke's Book of Hours, which is a deeply meditative, almost mystical work, right? How long have you been? Are you a fan of Rilke, and have you just come to him recently, or has it been percolating in your mind for a long time to put him to music in a way?
Yeah, I was doing a score for a local theater company, and they wanted some Rilke lyrics in the play. So that was my introduction to Rilke. And during that exercise, I realized how seamlessly his lyrics or poetry fit into the music I was making. So that's where it started. And it kind of happened in a time in my life where there was a lot of transitions happening. So, yeah, that meditative, spiritual connection and the stuff he talks about really resonated with
me. It's interesting, too, to think about the kind of transitions. I mean, here's kind of an Austrian living in what was then Czechoslovakia. He writes mostly in French. I mean, talk about displacement and a guy who's constantly crossing borders and yet is known for reaching these kind of universal mystical themes. Interesting to think of a character like that when I think of your work as crossing so many borders and boundaries.
I didn't think about that, but...
That's why they pay me.
Yeah,
that's what I do. So now this is a kind of an interesting project for you, but you talked about your film work too. I mean, that is kind of a centerpiece for you. You're doing a lot of that kind of work, right? Scoring and...
I'm trying to, yeah, moving in that direction. I did three local documentaries this year, or end of last year, this year. So, yeah, moving in that direction.
And the lyrics, something you're also noted for, deeply personal, very visual. Will you tell us a bit about your writing process?
Yeah. I think songwriting for me has always had, it's either been a defense mechanism for dealing with things in my life or a place to go to when trying to answer, yeah, spiritual questions or at least just kind of sitting with those feelings, maybe not answering the questions, but just sitting with the emotions. And so I think, yeah, the Rilke poetry allows me to sit with those emotions, yeah, and let Rilke do the talking.
It's interesting to think about, though, because it's always a good idea to sit with emotions and sort of experience them fully, whatever they are. Is it something you do as kind of meditative practice, or are you saying, I'm going to create a song now and then go into that as part of an intentional creative moment for you? Or do you come out of some other meditative moment and say, that's the lyric for a song?
I think I go into it either consciously or unconsciously looking for those feelings.
Yeah. Well, and you come up with them frequently. I want to play a clip, actually, from your music this is a song now, not from your latest project, but this is a clip from the song Red, and I'd like to hear that just as an example of the way you kind of put your music together.
Down my nose. When did I start?
Bit of Red. Ari Picker is with me. That's from Lost in the Trees. Ari is here to talk also about The Lion and the Lamb, which premieres tomorrow and Saturday at Duke's Nelson Music Room, part of Duke Performances. Is the process for writing a song like Red and what you did for Lion and the Lamb similar, creating that kind of music?
Yeah. I mean, it all kind of builds on itself. For this project, it was cool because I was able to communicate with the musicians that are in the ensemble, pass demos back and forth, take their ideas and turn them on their heads. And it was a very collaborative process this time around.
Well, and the passing demos part, I guess, is part of the story because you got this commission from Duke Performances, and what they tell you, it's like a year and a half out.
Yeah.
And you're going to work with some performers from the North Carolina Symphony, mm-hmm. and they're fine with that time scale. Indie rockers?
Yeah, not so much. Yeah, you're like, hey, what are you doing a year and a half from now? And they're like, I don't know.
If I'm living, I'll tell you.
Yeah, the indie rock schedule and the performing arts schedule are very different. So it's just a little bit of a balancing act.
So you were actually at some point just trading things, you know, trading files, right, via email, I guess, and going back and forth. You were not sitting in a studio together hacking this out, right?
Right, yep, yeah. A buddy of mine, Jacob Rodriguez, who got me into jazz and the saxophone very recently, which is a big part of this piece. I met him while recording the last Lost in the Trees record, and he was great. He took all my little ideas and snippets and would stack these saxophone textures on it, and he'd be like, yeah, pick one or two of these ideas and go with it. And I'm like, I think they all sound great stacked together like that. So, yeah, it's the most collaborative project I've been a part of, and that's felt really good.
Not only did he kind of put you onto the saxophone, but I am told mm-hmm. that you're not a big fan of the saxophone.
I wasn't. I just didn't know where the...
Branford, are you out there?
Yeah.
I'm going to get an email from Branford Marcellus. He tunes in regularly and you know, criticizes our show frequently, and I think now we're really going to hear it.
Well, I just didn't know what I didn't know what I was missing.
In all the best ways. You didn't know what you're missing. Well said, well played. No, and it isn't. Well, you think about that last segment. I don't know if you heard the way the banjo played with that aria and the soprano voice. I've never heard that kind of music written for a banjo before, and it was kind of gorgeous, right?
Yeah, you know, that's the thing about music is it's constantly, it's comforting and surprising at the same time.
Well, I know you're going to premiere Lion and the Lamb in a couple of days. We've got a little bit of a preview right now, so I want to play just some of it, and then we can come back and talk about this piece from The Lion and the Lamb.
Thank you.
That's a demo titled Panther Ruff from my guest Ari Picker's new composition, Lion and the Lamb. Piece premieres March 27th and 28th at Nelson Music Room at 8 o'clock. It's part of Duke Performances. Ari Picker is my guest today on The State of Things.
It's interesting to play a demo on live radio. I've never done that before.
So what were you thinking when you were listening to that? What's going through your head?
What's going through my head?
Yeah.
That it's a demo.
Well, first of all, I love the sax, so nice
cool.
of you to put that in.
Yeah.
Very, very cool element.
I mean, you get the idea of how the thing was built. You know, you can hear kind of the modular, how the different pieces were crafted in different places and put together in this kind of modular way. So, I don't know. I think it's interesting for people to hear that and to get a sense of what the process is about.
What's interesting, you can hear it. I mean, it feels seamless to me. It's seamless to my ear, and yet there are elements, right? I mean, you know how the sausage was made.
Yeah. People don't want to know
don't
how the sausage
was made.
Don't
want to hang around for that process.
Right. Yeah.
Well, you know, the other thing to point out is you've got members of the North Carolina Symphony and some indie rock bands also who are fairly well-known and big bands. Any other place in the country, we'd have made a big deal of that, you know. Wow, symphony orchestra and indie rockers. And here, it's like it's so every day. It's like what we do in North Carolina, especially this region. You still want to make a big deal of it, but it's very cool that these great musicians can come together to create brand new pieces.
Yeah, sure. And I think people like New Music Raleigh have been really cool about bringing classical music into unconventional environments and supporting, you know, people like myself who are interested in that world, you know, kind of breaking down that wall. So,
well, and you can do it here. I mean, there are people all over, the people in Arkansas and South Dakota and Iowa, very interested in this kind of thing. And if they try it, it's a little harder to get traction. It's harder to get the audiences. And I think it's fair to say that here in this area, people show up, they appreciate it. And so you can actually stay here, do your work, and be appreciated for it.
Sure. Definitely.
Well, we appreciate having you, Ari. Thanks so much for being on the show.
Oh, thank you so much.
Ari Picker, Lost in the Trees, his latest composition is called Lion and the Lamb, premieres tomorrow and Saturday at Duke's Nelson Music Room. It's part of Duke Performances. You can find out more information at our website, stateofthings.org. You can also go to that website to be part of our next Movies on the Radio. We're going to take a look at your favorite teen movies or teen movie moments. Not you in the theater as a teenager. We're talking about what was happening on the screen, okay? But we do want to hear from you. Tell us your favorite teen movie or scene from a coming-of-age film. You can email us at sot@wunc.org. You can tweet us at #SOTMovies. And, of course, you can go to our website, stateofthings.org. Our program is produced by Laura Lee, Anita Rao, Hadi Mawagdi, and Will Michaels. Robin Cobley is our technical director. Our intern is Jess Clark, and our news director is Brent Wolf. North Carolina Public Radio is a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stachow.